Oh my gosh. Basically, I'm walking through Canterbury, just behind the bowling alley and by college and everything, at, what's the time now? 22:27. Yeah, it's probably going to be like a while since you guys get to listen to it, because I've got to get home and then upload it. But, basically, at like 10:30, it's already really eerie. I mean, there's like hardly... You're lucky to see the odd person or car. Listen. Can you hear that? Here it comes. There. That's possibly the... Oh my god, what was that? What the fuck was that? Yeah, I'm on my own. I'm a little bit scared right now. Yeah. Like a rat or something crawling across the road. I don't know if you can actually still hear that, guys, but I've just crossed the road and let me just read a little bit of advertising that I can see right now. This is lipobond.co.uk. Lucy's Secret, okay? To find out what kind of eater you are and how Lipobond could help you go to Lipobond. Go where? Go the fuck where, okay? Basically, a little bit scared. Still got to walk through like a little old people's home bit. It's fine though, because they're all old and we're sitting there watching Countdown, so that's fine. I'm just having the roads are a little bit busy right now. And we got Ollie with the latest traffic report. There's cars! Oh, I love Family Guy. I don't even know what happened to EastEnders. What happened to Big Brother? Clearly got to catch up online now. Who got evicted? Tell me which two. The other two, apart from Lady Sovereign, please. If not, at least keep Katia in, but I want at least Heidi out. Okay? So my order of preference, who I want to keep in the house, goes... Lady Sovereign, Katia, Heidi. Get Heidi out, basically. She's so boring, she doesn't do fuck all in there. But clearly, we love Lady Sovereign, because she's doing it for the young ones. Whoop, whoop. Emily had a good birthday. From when I left her, she looked like she was enjoying it. Yeah, we're going out tomorrow to celebrate even more. Getting proper clubbing and everything like that. It's going to go to the usual place and whatnot. Basically, I keep checking behind me because I think, like, I never get that feeling like somebody's watching me. It's really strange. It's possibly the most scariest feeling in the world. It really is. And basically, right, it's not even funny. Because, hey, I'm going to piss the goes on. Hiya, how are you doing? Joe like that, or at least Julie Hunt. We'll pass that on to Joe. Julie Hunt, if you're listening, just basically tell Joe, Stephen Sullivan's radio voice, love Dean, okay? He'll love it. Work tomorrow as well, 12 to 7. If you're coming in near Argos, pop in and say hello. I'll be around somewhere. And then work on Sunday. Monday I've got off, because I've got things to do, basically. Important things. And that's basically my weekend working. Other than that, any cars going past, or you think I'm quite the most weirdest person in the world, wearing a bit of fluffy beaver as a hat and talking to myself. Shh, someone's coming. You think it's really weird when someone's coming towards you talking? But I basically paused it then because I didn't want him to watch me talking to myself like a madman. Looking at a big light in my hand, talking to myself. That's how crazy I am. Thanks to, Lucy Westgate as well for making me my Glee Volume 1. They should have to get a Volume 2, but I'm happy with my Volume 1 that I'll give me something to listen to whilst I'm at work. Very excited and very thankful. Also another little thank you to Josh Henry Mears, I do believe. He's in Wales, probably by now. Basically, he created a little Facebook group for me, which I'm very, very fond of. No, I don't know what to think of it, to be honest. I need to somehow link these booze to that as well. Don't know how to do it, but crazy times. Sayonara.